I'm joined with Stephen Dubas, who has had the honor to be the photographer who's come and taken pictures since the very beginning of this. Tell me a bit about yourself, Stephen.
I am a photographer. I've been in sales, but the reason why I started photographing all of this is because it's a historical, and I knew that they were keeping this up, and I had to make sure that this was kept as a record for history, because the heart is in the right place, and I felt so strong that these people are my friends, and everything they are is to help. And the spiritualism that they have is so strong. And coming out here originally was 48 days, every single day until it started to get fall and then winter, was constant. So their dedication made me dedicated to photograph this whole event. And also subsequent other events that were happening as well. The Gitsen elder that was here last weekend is recovering, but their strong spiritual connection to this woman was amazing, and I had to photograph it. And the emotion that they showed, the drumming was so strong, it moved me to listen and to photograph them. It was inspiring.
Tell me more about your experience in the drumming circles and what that meant for you.
I was just photographing the drum circle. I wasn't much more than that. I participated in the songs. I was honored to actually drum at the big drum, and that's where I learned Oh Hey Ya. And it was a song that it stuck with me as well. Yeah. But it was good being part of the drumming circle. They invited me. I became part of their family, and they became part of my family as well.
Explain the drum that you got gifted today and what that felt like, receiving that gift.
I talk a lot. I took Wesley out for a few hikes and some other people out for hikes as well. And I explained to them, because I give them part of my life, they give me part of their life. And I explained to them what I had, my experiences were. And my dog is always with me. And he was such a good boy in the bush. And he stayed with me and he protected me. And I felt good about that. And the reason why the bear was there, that I have never experienced close contact with a huge bear in my entire life. That was inspiring. And I explained that. And I had to actually speak to some of the elders that were here to understand how was I saved from that bear, because he never attacked me. He didn't see me as a threat. I didn't see him as a threat. So we obviously came on the same level.
And for listeners who might have not been here today, tell us that bear story.
I was walking on the Greenway Trail, and I came around a corner, and I was looking ahead, and then all of a sudden some movement caught the edge of my eye. And I turned and looked quickly, and it was a big black bear. Looked like he was going into the bush away from the trail. He turned around and looked at me. We made eye contact, and I kept on walking. And I thought to myself, I'm in a bad situation. And I thought, okay, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But nothing happened. I was at least 15 feet from that bear. And he just looked at me as just another animal that he wanted to go and check out. I kept up on the trail, and he followed me for a little bit, but he kept his distance, and then he went off into the bush. And I thought, my goodness, when does this ever happen?
For sure. So I guess the drum that you got and what was displayed on it was very symbolic for you, given the story and your dog as well.
Absolutely. I kept finding eagle feathers as well. And what Wes has talked about, my horse, he gifted me for some reason eagle feather. I went to see him, and there was an eagle feather sitting in his hay. And I'm thinking, where did this come from? And it came from him to me. And the spirits actually gave it to me as well. So And I had to speak about that as well. I had to talk to elders as to why was this possible? How did an eagle feather get gifted to my horse, to me? It's amazing.
Yeah. Last question to wrap things up. The parade just finished up here now. And how did that feel watching all those cars kind of come by?
It used to be like that every Monday night, but now it hasn't occurred all through winter, and that was a culmination again of tribute to the workers in the hospital, to the patients, to give them lift up their spirits, and it was a good feeling. It was, you know, nice to see so many people giving their time and effort, and to go far and above what the norm is. It was wonderful, and they're singing.
You can hear
again.
Them drumming again. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, Steve.
Okay, thank you.